traveled Kansas and Missouri spreading the good news. A preacher's family in our pressed clothes and our worn out polished shoes. Mama fixed the soup beans and served them up by candlelight. Oh, she tucked us in at night and she worried through many a sleepless night. Dad and me would stop by the store when the day was done. Standing at the counter, he said, "I forgot to get those pizzas, son. What kind should I get?" I said to him there where he stood in line. He answered just like I knew he would, "Go and get the cheapest kind." But the love, the love, the love, it was not the cheapest kind. It was riches, 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 any you could ever find. Ghost of my grandfather from time to time. In some big city amongst those people all dressed so fine. He usually has a paper bag and it's clutched real tight. His work clothes are dirty, he don't look at nobody in the eye. Oh, he was little, he was wiry, but he was lots of fun. He was rocky as the Ozark dirt that he came from. They were raising seven children on that little farm and not the best of times. And the few things that they got from the store were always just the cheapest kind. The love, it was not the cheapest kind. It was riches, 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 any you could ever find. Houses and wealthy people I don't understand. I wish that I could live holding on to my grandpa's hand. Though he could lead me down that new road somewhere. Back to that little house where there's always just enough supper for who's ever there. Hands and faces, they are so dear to me. All I have to do is close my eyes and I see them all so clear to me. I have to cry, I have to laugh when I think of all the things that have drawn these lines. So many years of making do with just